From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Raspberry farmers in the Pacific Northwest are waging a free trade battle with Chile. The farmers accuse Chilean exporters of selling fruit on the U.S. market below market prices, a practice called dumping. From member station KUOW in Seattle, Kathy Duchon reports on a group of farmers who are having to learn to do business in a global economy.
The smell of sweet raspberries hangs in the air at Jerry Dobbins Farm in Woodland, Washington. Dobbins walks through the fields, trailing behind the harvesting machine his pickers use to clean the last fruit of the season.
There just is hardly nothing left on these bushes. My guess would be we'll come in and we'll pick them one more time. You know, the spots that's a little heavier in the fruit, and that'll be it.
Dobbins is used to battling the elements to bring in top quality berries for the frozen food market, but he's not used to battling overseas rivals who sell their berries at much lower prices. Chile last year doubled the amount of frozen raspberries it exports to the United States to a total of 9 million pounds. Dobbins claims that cost him hundreds of thousands of dollars in lost sales. The 61-year-old wonders if this season will be his last.
My life is tied up in this farm. Every cent that we had put away has now been plowed back into it. If this goes down, I go down. I would end up being a total failure.
Unwilling to accept failure, Dobbins and other Northwest raspberry farmers are fighting back. In May, they filed a complaint with the International Trade Commission, claiming that Chile, desperate to unload fruit it can no longer sell in Europe, is dumping raspberries on the U.S. market. And it's not just raspberry farmers taking action against overseas growers. Fruit economist Susan Pollock with the U.S. Department of Agriculture says in the last 2 years, grape, tomato, and apple growers have also filed dumping complaints with the ITC.
I think what's happening right now is it's sort of like growing pains. As the industries are adjusting to globalization, several of the industries have used this as one of the vehicles to sort of protect their industry while they adjust, because anti-dumping is one of the things that's allowed under many of the free trade agreements, and so therefore that's sort of a likely avenue to follow.
In a preliminary decision last month, the ITC ruled Northwest raspberry farmers have been hurt financially by Chilean trade practices. The decision sets in motion a Commerce Department investigation which could lead to tariffs against Chile. The country denies selling fruit at less than fair market value. Lawyers representing the Chilean exporters are confident they'll prove that as the case moves forward. Back at the Dobbins farm, a group of berry growers meets with their very sympathetic Congressman Brian Baird.
Hey, how are you, dear?
Oh, you should have come by and said howdy.
Baird listens to the farmers' complaints. He says international trade regulations may be too slow to help berry farmers struggling to survive in a rapidly changing market.
They only have a 1 or 2 year margin. They're putting their crops in the ground today on an enormous bet. It's a bet that most folks wouldn't want to take. These people take it because it's a way of life, because they believe in it. And if America wants to say, well, we believe in a policy that drives American small family farms out of business in the name of broader trade, we ought to at least be cognizant of the consequences of that.
Not everyone believes global trade means the demise of the family farm. Again, USDA economist Susan Pollock.
For instance, under NAFTA, the apple and pear and stone fruit industries have done very well because Mexico has become one of our major markets for a lot of these commodities, whereas previous to NAFTA, we didn't even ship much of anything there.
Pollock says to survive, raspberry farmers need to seek out niche markets and do a better job branding their product. But some farmers say they don't have the money to reinvent themselves. Merrill Firestone is one of 27 Washington State farmers who got out of the raspberry business last year. He stands on a lot cleared for truck storage. Land that was farmed by his family for 155 years is now covered in crushed concrete.
I just try not to look at it. That's why, you know, why dwell on it? I see it there, but nothing I can do about it. It's just changing times. That's what we're all about.
Firestone now runs a U-Pick peach orchard where global trade isn't a factor. Northwest farmers still in the raspberry business wait for the Commerce decision expected later this month. For NPR News, I'm Kathy Ducharme in Woodland, Washington.